Hello and welcome to the JG Plumber podcast, where we talk about today's topics, what's going on in the world, what is on your mind. We want to talk about it. Here's JG Plumber.
Hello, how's everybody? How are you, Mimi?
I'm good.
Good. What are we talking about today?
Marijuana.
Ooh, that's a hot topic.
Hot topic.
Marijuana. Well, what do we think about marijuana? Is it legal or is it illegal?
Well, we got all these states trying to make it legal. I'm not sure if that's a good thing, but it's not just like recreational, yeah. But it's, you know, medical too. There's a lot of factors out there.
Right. But I think the marijuana that I've been experiencing or
exposed to
is not the marijuana of old. This marijuana today is more potent, I think. Not that I used it, but it seems to me the people that I've been around who've used it or I smelled it or encountered it, it just smells so strong. It's so out of hand. It's concentrated. What do you think?
I don't know, because to be honest, I've never smelt it. And if I've smelt it, I didn't know I smelt it. It's just mind-boggling to me how people are just smoking it out in the open, and it's not even legal where we are in this state.
Right.
But people are just so open to just smoking and just doing it, and they think they're hiding it, but even if you're saying that you can smell it,
yeah,
it's just, even to me, it's just this recreational drug trying to be a medical, you know, open legal drug is kind of ridiculous.
With my recent encounters with marijuana, and it's not, it's been where some person has been walking past me and you could smell it before the person approached you. And it's so out there. As a matter of fact, that one person that passed me that smoked it, apparently, it gave me a headache. It was so strong. And I've smelled marijuana before in the past, even my younger days, and it never had that concentrated, strong odor to it.
So
that it would affect me.
So it's evolving, basically, over the years. Because it can't be the cannabis plant in the pure form.
No, it can't be. It has to be an additive. They're adding stuff to it. And I understand that they want to make it, I don't want to say addictive, but they want to make it pleasurable for the smoker or the user.
I mean, is that the purpose? What is the purpose? I mean, what does it do for you? I just want to, like, go up to a person and say, why are you smoking this? What does this do for you? Because I don't get it.
Well, apparently it's to get high. I mean,
but what is that? What does getting high mean? I mean,
it
puts you in another state, another level?
Yeah, a different...
Pray.
Yeah, pray.
<Does that help? laughs>
They pray into the weed. But no, they want to get high. They want to be in an altered state. They're trying to go someplace else.
I don't know why. Are we covering something? Or
it's a personal thing.
You want to get into another state because the state you're in is not good enough? I don't get it. Because it just seems like a lot to go through to do something that's not legal.
Exactly. But now they want to bring up the topic that it is going to be legal. It's going to be legal one day. And that's the response to it. But it's not legal now. And it takes you someplace where you really, you're not yourself. You're somebody else, or you're doing something that's not legal.
I can't imagine that you would be in control. But again, these are assumptions because I've never smoked marijuana, and I don't think I know anybody that smokes marijuana.
Right.
But, you know, we've got a lot of undercover people these days.
But I know quite a few people that smoke marijuana.
And I mean, you function? Do they function? You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
I guess there's a lot of, like, speculations that I'm having right now because the marijuana is not like other drugs.
Right.
But, you know, I've read statistics where it could lead to other drugs, the usage of it.
Right.
You know, I heard that just especially adults 26 or older that have used marijuana or started using marijuana before the age of 15, 62% of those went on to use cocaine at some point in their lives.
Wow.
I mean, that's a huge amount.
That's a large number, yeah.
You know, and 9% gone on to use heroin. You know, 54% have gone on to make some type of non-medical mind-altering drug themselves. So, you know, it leads to something.
Yeah, exactly. But for me, it's how they get started. You know, is it peer pressure? Is it something they just want to get into? And now, it's like, who introduced you to it? Who asked you to do this? And that's what I don't understand. Yeah, we go back to who introduced you to it? I mean, how did you get involved with marijuana? Most of the time, like I said before, it's more like peer pressure. You're with a group of people who are so-called getting high, or you think that's cool, and they offer it to you, and you don't turn it down, even though you know it's bad for you, or you never tried it before. You want to be cool around them. And I've seen this happen so many times with other things, cigarettes, alcohol, or whatever. But most people, they don't go out and have their own idea one day. You know, I'm going to get high. I'm going to go use marijuana.
I think today I want to go find a...
Yeah. It wasn't their idea.
Corner. Yeah.
But people cannot... A lot of people just can't say no. You know, if someone offers me something that I know that's not good for me, you know, I say no to that. So why can't you? Well, I guess some people just are easy that way. But the cannabis... marijuana is not legal right now. And it puts you in an altered state.
Not federal.
Federal.
But there's some states that it is.
Yeah, in some states.
I was in Colorado not too long ago, and it just seemed like every other mile I drove down, you'd see that sign, a green sign, and that was a place where you could go get marijuana. Recreationally.
Right. Right. But federally, like you said, it's illegal. Even the government is still trying to crack down on illegal marijuana. So...
Yeah, I don't understand it. I don't get it. So, you know, I don't know. This is the sign of the times. This is where we are right now.
Yeah. But what we're going to do, I mean, what's the next move? What's the thing that we're, you know, how do we protect ourselves and our kids from people who, you know, there are statistics that say that, you know, car accidents, there are more accidents caused by marijuana users. You know.
Oh yeah, I saw that. I read that. It was they were talking about, next to alcohol, that marijuana is the second most frequently found substance found in bodies of drivers involved in fatal automobile accidents. I mean, that shocked me.
That's amazing.
I mean, next to alcohol.
You wouldn't think,
because they make it seem that marijuana is just like, oh, it's no big deal. It's just light drug, you know, and like you can't put it on the same level as heroin or what have you. Yeah. And it's not that I'm putting it on the same level, but obviously it puts you in a whole state where you can't even drive and, you know, carefully. You're getting into these accidents that could kill you.
Right, right. And that's tragic. That's the numbers on the marijuana use. But it's like anything else. People just want to do certain recreational things to escape problems or work or anything that's going on in their lives or any problems that's going on that they would use marijuana. But I've known marijuana's been around since the dawn of time, and it has never been this...
It wasn't this issue. It wasn't like this right now. I mean, you got the stereotypes and all this other stuff negative attached to it. But it wasn't like that.
Yeah. It was always medicinal purposes for marijuana. It wasn't in the public eye all the time. But now that it's out there and the legalization is coming and they're making so much money off the sale of it, that it's just polarized.
Right.
But for the kids to be using it, these young kids who don't know any better, and who want to be cool, who wants to hang out with their friends and seem cool, and then they get hooked and they move on to the next high. That's the problem. The high school kids, the young people. As an adult, you know, you can make those decisions, but as young kids, it's hard, and I don't understand that.
I mean, I guess just going back to what you were saying in the beginning of this podcast, it's an even bigger problem because these kids who don't know. And it's sad that we have to be educated on these types of drugs.
Right,
not just the don't do it, you know, just say no. But to be educated on the fact that they're just getting it from whoever. And they're not getting... It's crazy that I'm even going to say a good marijuana, the good form marijuana. You know, if you're saying that it's smelling worse now and all these chemicals, they're adding stuff in it that you don't know what it is and that could kill you. It's just marijuana. No, it could be marijuana laced with blah, 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 whatever.
Right. And you don't know. And that's the scary part about it. And like I said, with the potency of it, the stuff that I smelled, the stuff that bothered me and the person wasn't even close to me, that... the effect it had on me, and I wasn't even smoking it. I wasn't even involved in it. So now, that is out there, I mean, what are we going to do now? What are the people going to do now? People need to, we need to find out what's in the marijuana. You need to find out what are you smoking or what are you eating or what's in it, because you don't know. It may give
eating.
You. Eating. Yeah, because it's edible. You can eat it now, too.
Oh, my gosh.
They're making candies.
They have them cupcakes.
Cupcakes,
muffins.
Yeah. I mean, they're not only just smoking it. You know, they might be drinking it soon. I don't know.
Oh, my goodness.
But that's the next step.
Cannabis smoothies?
Yeah. They probably got it already.
I don't know. I just, it's funny because I was looking at some research and they were talking about how back in the day, I mean, just this is going back 2700 BC. I mean, you know, really far. But just like in the 1800s, they have medical journals that date back to the 1800s, 1900s, just talking about all of the therapy, how, you know, promoting how marijuana was therapeutic and how it had healing factors almost for people with diabetes even. They're talking about obesity and just how, and now, you know, back and right now when they're talking about using marijuana for medicinal reasons, how it helps with people going through chemo with cancer. It's not saying that it cures cancer, but just the side effects and what people go through, you know, in the treatments of cancer and adding the marijuana to help them. That's why it's getting legalized on the medicinal side in all these different states, because they have those positives.
Right. But back in the day, I mean, everything was legal and medicinal back then, because,
well, not everything.
It wasn't illegal.
We want to talk about bootleg alcohol.
Well, alcohol used to be illegal until they, you know, they stopped it, because it's a drug too. Alcohol is a drug, and if you abuse that, then that's another problem. Like I said, this is the number one cause of death, alcohol. But now marijuana was, I remember peyote back, hearing the word peyote when I was a kid. You know, the Indians, you know, they smoked marijuana, you know, for medical use and recreational use also, you know, to get an altered state. But today, you know, it just seems that
I don't even know what the word is, because it's like, I don't want to say epidemic.
It's getting there. It's getting there.
You know?
But yeah, everybody wants to be cool.
It's not that it's getting better. So then what is it? What is the answer? What is the fix? Is it about self and just, you know, who you are? It's funny how you were mentioning how it, you know, the youth. Yes, I get that. But you'd be surprised that there are even adults. And, you know, that's just not, I'm not talking about adults like in their 50s.
Right.
You know,
right.
I'm talking about adults like the young adults. I'm saying like the millennials even, you know, that are making decisions then. Oh, let me start.
Yeah.
Do the marijuana. Let me start, you know, some type of the quote unquote mind altering.
Usually that goes back to peer pressure again. You know, you don't want to be the one person sitting there, you know, being square, as they call it, you know, not doing anything. Because I had that experience with friends and family of mine when they would sit around getting high. They was like, hey, man, you're going to join in? I'm like, no, I know what this stuff does. Why would I use it? Why would I put that in my body when I know the consequences and what's going to happen? I've seen it. So why would I put myself through it?
Well, that goes deeper then. It's a personal thing. It's just about your self-esteem and your self-worth. And
a lot of people don't have self-esteem. A lot of people can't say no. And I've had to tell certain people in my family, say no. You don't have to say yes to everything, especially when you know it's wrong. I come from a long line of people who were alcoholics. Mm-hmm. And now, you know, for me to take a drink, you know, it's like a sin to me to take a drink, because I've seen the negative effects of what alcohol can do to you.
But some of these kids, they know what it can do. I mean, look at these statistics when they're talking about fatal accidents. They've seen what it can do, but for some reason, there's this attraction to this drug, to the crowd, to the clique, and they you know, do it. It's just, to me, it's all about, you know, knowing who you are.
Yeah, knowing who you are, being confident in yourself, to be you. Who are you? You know, are you the type of person that can say no to somebody or make the right decision that benefits you? You know, I mean, who cares if someone thinks negative of you? You know, you got to be confident in yourself. You got to believe in yourself. You know, you must be your own best friend. You don't need other people to tell you who you are. You know who you are. So
it's about self-esteem. At the end of the day, it's about the self-esteem.
Yeah, about yourself. Yeah, Yeah, I found in my experiences, you know, if you don't have low self-esteem, that you know, you'll pretty much fall for anything that anybody else that would bring up to you, any kind of drug or any negative action, you know, where you're not thinking for yourself. You're a follower. You're not a leader.
That's key.
But I remember, you know, growing up, and my parents used to have card games, and people used to start out lightly because, you know, marijuana, they said marijuana is a gateway drug. And I've seen that myself, where people will start out, when they come over to play cards, you know, they're smoking, but then, you know, they want to get higher. You know, they start to get excited. Then they, oh, what we got to drink? You know, you got any liquor to drink or whatever? You know, then from the liquor, then they will go to the cocaine, you know. And I'm watching this as a young man, that people in my house, in my household, will start out, you know, and then at the end of the night, they want to fight, or they pass out or whatever. So,
because they're not you.
Yeah, because not, I'm learning. I'm watching this as a young kid, saying, you know what, this is not the life for me. Why would I want to go through all this pain and this embarrassment? Because the next day, that person had to deal with what they did that night.
Exactly.
You know? And we don't walk around with the lampshades on our heads and dance at the party. It's more like you got naked and you ran around the neighborhood. Or you wanted to fight somebody and you didn't win after you fought somebody because you lost.
Well, it's so funny because we're talking about marijuana, but that kind of reminds me of just with alcohol. It's the same thing, yeah. I guess, because, you know, people will say, oh my goodness, yes, I can't even remember what I did last night. Right. I'm thinking, why would you want to get so drunk,
right,
that you don't know what you did?
Every
you can't
week.
Remember.
Every
yeah.
Week.
Or you woke up and you're like, where am I?
Yeah.
Why would you want, why does that feel good?
Yeah. But it starts with that first joint. And you said, you know what, I need to get a little higher. You know, you're playing cards and my luck is going to change if I get a little higher. Oh, I feel good. You know, bring me some more. What can I do now?
You know what that is, though?
What is it?
It's just a momentary pleasure.
Yeah.
And people like to hang on the moment.
Yeah,
and the moments are not that good for you sometimes.
You get that moment every week. You get it next week, today. You can have that moment every day, but that's called addiction.
Whole other topic.
Once you get that addiction, and I've seen it where people, they got to have it to work. They got to have it to function. And it all started. I'm not saying marijuana started that, because this guy, this particular person, was an alcoholic, and he had to have a drink before he even got up in the morning. But this is the beginning of it. Marijuana, in my experiences, is not good. I wouldn't use it. I wouldn't give it to anybody, and I wouldn't suggested.
It's just, yeah, I mean, I'm with you on that. I did, you know, at least we have the same opinion on that. And it's just, I don't personally, and aside from what all the doctors and the health organizations are saying about the medicinal purposes, I do not see a purpose for it.
Right.
Especially if it changes who you are.
Right. And recreational, you
it's
mean.
For recreational, yeah, exactly, right. For recreational purposes. So, right. I mean, I think this was a good opening topic,
yeah,
you know, for this
we should have
podcast. I mean, I enjoyed speaking with you on this, and who knows, it might come up again as these other states are jumping on the bandwagon and as the federal government is trying to decide what they're going to do with this whole marijuana issue.
Right.
So,
I'd like to thank everybody for listening, and this is J.G. Plummer, and with Mimi, and we got a lot more on different topics, so continue to listen. We'll continue to put out more content, more topics of the day, and we hope to talk to you again soon.
Bye.
Bye.